Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You're finally at that hot new spot, the one your friends keep raving about, sitting across from your date. It's going...
Another round?
Really well. And that dish you've been dying to try, oh, it's headed your way. You can smell it, hear it sizzling fresh off that skillet as it comes closer, closer, and served. Go ahead, enjoy. After your phone sneaks a bite first. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express, don't live life without it.
Yvette, what are you plugging in now?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's my very own wine press.
Ooh, that looks tasty.
Ooh, squeeze me grapes.
Yvette and Glenn.
Podcast 56, everybody!
I'm very excited because we're all here together.
We've got the band back together.
Yes, we have.
Get down.
Don't have to talk about Carl like that. Let me tell you. Yes, Agnes and Angela are with us.
Hello.
They are present and correct, and we're all in the same room.
I know.
And we're all on the same level.
We're all at the same
level. Because last time you were up on the...
That's true, yeah.
Was that the last one?
No, no, we were at my house last time. Just the three of us, weren't we?
Yeah. One before that.
With the clickety-clackety of your toenails.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are all together with our... We've all been double-pricked.
We have.
Well, I haven't. Some people around this table have been a lot of pricks. If they had as many pricks sticking out of them as they've had stuck in them, they would look like...
Porcupine.
I don't know.
We've only just started.
I know.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Most importantly, how's your good self?
Very well, thank you very much. Very, very good. No, you should say, how are you in yourself? This is what women
that's
like to
true,
say
yeah.
to each other, don't they, Agnes?
No, no, because you've got
we
to,
like
you've
to,
got to
just
ask.
Just one speaking,
no, well, All right.
Women like to say, don't they, Agnes? How are you in yourself?
I am not so bad. I just get the aches and
pains. No, she's not asking you that question just yet. She's saying that's what women like to say.
Again.
See? Totally unrehearsed, genuine podcast.
We've missed you, Agnes. Can't understand a word she says.
No.
I know,
I can't even
great.
Print them in subtitles in advance.
I know. You look very lovely, though, Agnes. I said, you look very lovely.
You take my breath away now, I don't know what to say.
But you can answer that, that statement.
Yes. Yes, you do, you look very lovely.
Back to
thank you.
Back to the whole plot of how are you, but how are you in yourself? You've got to ask the how are you first and go, oh, I'm fine.
Yes.
But the second time around is when you say...
That's right.
But how are you in yourself?
That's right. I think we've milked that bastard dry, haven't we?
That's what you said on our third date.
Oh, my God. Agnes and Angela are laughing.
They're
silent.
Silently guffawing.
Silent old lady laughing.
They are, yes.
So should we crack on with, how was your day?
Yes.
How was your day?
How was my day? Well, obviously, I had to go to a shop. Yvette's moved.
I'm on the rosé today.
She's on the rosé. Blossom Hill 2020. What a vintage that year was.
White Zinfandel. Juicy and fresh, brought by Agnes.
Oh,
I say. Very, very nice.
And, would you like a finger?
Orange fingers.
Ooh. Yeah, would you like a...
No, it's the mint ones we've been looking... No, the white ones. Milk white ones.
Milk white ones.
I know, that's it. Okay. It seems to like to tease us, don't they? Like teasing with their fingers, so they take them away.
So, I'm sure
teasing you with
the
their
packet
fingers.
Is depleting, because there doesn't look like to be that many in there, does it?
Well, I have to have a little go at those. Come on, let me dip that in my Blossom Hill.
Is that a euphemism? Angela?
Oh, I made myself laugh. Dipping
Agnes?
In the Blossom Hill.
Just how smashing and orangey are these chocolate fingers?
Oh, thank you very much.
These are nice.
Are they?
Do you think Carl liked orange chocolate?
I'm not a fan. Mm.
Very nice.
They are all
I could highly recommend.
I wouldn't dip those in your
wine. Why would you take orange and put it in chocolate?
Well, why would you take milk and put it in chocolate?
She might be onto something.
Is she writing your mum?
No. Go on, Angus, you were going to say something. Come.
You'd eat your chocolate then, would you?
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. No, she's right. That one over there.
What's her name again?
I can't remember.
Right.
Said, why would you put... See, mine's a valid argument. Why would you put orange into chocolate? It just ruins two things. Over there,
yeah.
The one at the end of the table... said, would you put milk in chocolate? And Agnes quite rightly said, well, you wouldn't have chocolate then, would you?
Yes, you would, because chocolate comes from cocoa and then you have dark chocolate, milk. Don't you?
You still put milk in it.
Yeah, but that statement saying that you wouldn't have chocolate, well, chocolate is, you can have dark chocolate, it's still chocolate, just because it doesn't have milk in.
It does have, being dark chocolate has milk in it.
It doesn't. Does it? Isn't that the point of dark chocolate? It doesn't have milk in.
Well, I'm going to have to check this out.
It's just got milk chocolate. It's just got a higher concentration.
It's got a glass and a half. Can you believe the adverts?
Glass and a half. No milk.
Everyone else listening to this is Googling this question.
I'm just
well.
Looking it up now. I am. I'm just, does dark
chocolate...
You never know.
You can tell she's Googling, it's interfering with the microphones. I can hear...
Because Carl says it doesn't. Milk in it. Let's see what it says. Well, dark chocolate doesn't contain milk.
There we go.
You didn't say that, though.
That's what
you
bloody said. Are you listening? No, I'm still right going, next to you.
I'm still going with Agnes because chocolate. You're dividing chocolate into dark and light chocolate. This is your chocolate. You said chocolate
and
milk chocolate. I'm going with you. You're right. He's wrong. Respect your mother and apologise.
Hang on, I was right though.
You were right. You just subbed. That's just like saying, well, not all flowers have petals. Yes, they do.
Now
the dog,
on
some
BBC
weeds.
Radio 2. Can
to
I
answer your question,
say,
my day was going great up until now.
Let me finish what I was saying.
Go on then.
Right.
Yeah, but some weeds could have.
Will everybody be quiet, please? Dark chocolate doesn't contain milk. Dark chocolate is simply made from sugar, cocoa powder, and cocoa butter. However,
milk in the butter.
Butter,
not dairy butter.
Just wait a minute. If you have a 100% dark chocolate, that means there is it only contains cocoa solids. The higher the percentage, the less there is of the other ingredients, sugar and cocoa butter.
No. Cocoa butter
isn't milk.
It comes from a cocoa cow.
No,
it does.
No, there's no milk.
It does it, but come
butter.
On. There's a cocoa cow out there sitting there going, oh, I give them the butter.
Anyway, moving on.
That's moving again.
Moving
gonna
on.
Fall off a chair
come
in a
on
minute.
Now,
are you going to get drunk in this podcast like I did in the last one?
Probably. I have to take a picture of this so we can put it on air.
Go on.
No,
then.
He'll move
no,
down.
No, you can't.
Don't push him down.
You
he's having a picture. Mum, leave him.
Mum, leave him.
Mum, you're taking a picture. You know he's too soft, don't you? You know what it comes in.
Oh, yeah. Bless him.
There we go.
Oh. Mum, leave him there chomping on your breast.
let him nibble your nipple.
Yes, we fine.
Oh dear, my day. Yeah, so obviously I had to go to the shop to buy said argumentative chocolate fingers.
Yes.
But also, I've got some crisps as well. Would you like some giant Wotsits again?
Oh my God, I love giant Wotsits. I'm very excited.
There we go.
They are. They are.
Never quite cheesy.
Guys.
Oh, they are good.
Giant Wotsits.
Oh, look at the size of that.
That's what you said on Carl's third day.
I will.
No, that's what I said.
Oh, that's quite a good point. Now, the funny thing about going to the shop earlier was there was a young teenager hanging around outside looking a bit shifty. And just when I was about to go inside, he said, "Nah, I've not heard this for a long time from any young person. Can you get me 20 Richmond when you go in?"
Oh, wow.
I know. So what would you do in that dilemma when that happens to you in this day and age?
He said what?
Can you get me 20 Richmond when you go into the shop?
I'd say no.
I'll just get them.
What would you? Let's go around the table. What would you do?
I'd give it to them.
Yeah, would you? Okay. And Agnes?
I'd bugger off.
Right, okay. Bugger off, she says. At least you heard me.
You do make me laugh. Oh, Christ.
Do you know what people can't see is the cheeky little look on your face.
I know.
You're smiling like you're at the back of the classroom and you're not supposed to be laughing. I suppose there's a part of me will go, yeah, I would, but I don't think I would.
No.
I mean, there's that sort of rebel bit. You go, yeah, why not? Let's beat, you know. But you go, no, no.
Well,
shall I tell you why?
Go on.
Shall I tell you why? Because I'm a children's author.
She's a children's author, you know.
So if I didn't write children's books, I'd be there. Mm. Yeah, how many do you want? Do you want a big box?
Well, the thing is,
she's got a big box.
I have got a big box.
So I bought the cheesy giant Wotsits and the chocolate fingers, and I came out with a packet for the kid, put them in his hand, and I said, "Next time, son, buy your own sausages." So he's got a packet of sausages for his trouble.
What, you got him?
Yeah, packet of Richmond sausages.
Wow.
Look how his mind works. Look at him there. Look at him.
Hey, buy a kid a hot dog, feed him for a day.
5 minutes.
buy him 20 Richmonds and feed him for a week.
Oh, good there shout. You go.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah, that's yeah. Nice.
There's something biblical about all that.
There
isn't.
There? How was your day, Agnes? How was your nay, Agnes?
Your day.
My day. Every other funny day.
Oh dear.
Go on. Tell us what you... How's your nether regions?
Oh, God, you don't want to know.
Really?
No, yeah.
Are they a bit of a mess?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, you had your expansion tank checked today, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah. Yeah. It's all right, it's fine. Yeah.
What do you mean, your bladder?
The gas monkey.
Was it painful?
The bill might have been.
Well, yeah. Well.
What is it you've had checked?
The old boiler's been checked.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, really? You're not talking personal things, right?
Everything's
boiler.
Fine. Everything's fine.
You look in pain, Agnes. You look like you just really don't want to be here. This is... I know you can't see it on... You know when you're sucking lemons? That's what Agnes's face looks like at the minute. She's God.
I think she's a bit overwhelmed because you've not been out in, like, 2 years, have you? So, really. That's what it is.
I know, this is true. This is very true. We're a bit scary as well, aren't we?
Definitely.
A bit loud as well.
In your face.
I know. So you've had your boiler and your nether regions seen to today.
Uh-huh. Oh, and another thing, I've been washing the top of the car. A big...
Not all the car.
What do you call it?
Just the top.
Just the top here. I went out and it was all shit on the top here. Bug shit. Yeah, so I had to clean the top of that off.
Oh. So you did that today.
Did
you wear
well.
Gloves?
No, I didn't.
Did any get under your fingernail? Isn't that a nightmare?
Got one of those big...
sponges.
Scouring pads on the roof of your car.
She laughed there and her teeth... Agnes, you laughed then and your teeth dropped down.
That's another thing as well. That's why I'm trying to talk.
She's dropping to this.
She is. So if you hear a clatter, is a leg falling on the floor at all?
Oh, dear.
No, she's just done it again.
That was another thing as well. On Sunday, Saturday, when I was making my tea, I had some salad. And a bit getting my plate at the top. It was a bit of beetroot. And, pardon? I took it out.
Beetroot.
Oh, beetroot.
And I put it down where the sink, by the sink. Forgot all about it. And then I was sitting down to eat my tea and I thought, oh yeah, there's something wrong here. I haven't got my tooth in the top.
I couldn't remember where they were. I couldn't find them anywhere.
Lost your teeth?
I'd lost my teeth, top teeth.
Did you ever think when you were 21 you would ever get to that stage?
No.
Look at
not
you.
Not in a million years.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lesson for all our younger listeners.
Yeah, they are. They are. Mother, how was your day?
Well, I've been here.
Yeah. You've been here not all the day though, have you? No, you've not.
You arrived. You arrived later on.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, no, nothing. Changed the bedding, washed some sheets, and that's it. Got ready to come here. I haven't done anything today. Yesterday was a good day though.
Why?
Well, I had my two cousins up, Elaine.
Oh, right.
And well, Mandy. Why did you say that? Because his name was John. Mandy and Elaine. Mandy came to trim my hair.
Yeah.
Which one?
Which one?
She's got two. Don't hit the table. Which set? Do you mean?
Yeah.
No, I just had my cousins, yeah. Mandy and Elaine. Mandy cuts my hair, trims it for me. And we had a real good laugh. From the minute they walked in, we never stopped laughing. And they didn't want to go home. They didn't go home till 9 o'clock.
You do look funny, though.
But they just sat staring at you.
We had a really good afternoon. And they were very kind. They went upstairs to look out of my back bedroom to see.
Is that a euphemism?
The
space.
Yes.
Where they've cut your neighbours yes, have cut, yeah, their, cut yeah, the trees yeah, down. Yeah. Neighbours have cut the
yeah,
trees down.
Right.
Very nice.
Well, you brought it up.
Right. So your cousins have come all the way up from down south
no,
to look
no,
out of the back
no,
window
no,
to see
no,
the
no,
next door
no,
garden.
No. Because I also said for my 71st birthday I wanted my house decorated.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
See, so they wanted to have a look. Blah blah blah. And so what they did for
why
me...
Why did you decorate your house in Droylsden? Because it must have sort of doubled the value of it.
Droylsden?
Yeah, that
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Shouldn't say that, should you? Anyway. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so what they did, I just happened to mention that I wanted the big television out of the back bedroom, putting in the front bedroom. Just happened to mention it.
I hope this is
and
going
they did
somewhere.
It all. No, they did it all.
Oh, they did it for
the
you?
Television, yeah, put the other one in
I
there.
But they went away going, fuck, I'm never going there
no,
again.
No, they
did
all
it's that thing.
Yeah, that's what they say to you, mother
no, but they didn't
face.
Go. No,
yeah.
This day they were, I didn't
that's
want them
to
go.
Because they were knackered.
I didn't want
them
to go because we had such a good time.
It was one of those... It was one of those, oh, I'm an old woman, mama. Only someone could move that telly. Oh, it would make my life just worth living. And I wouldn't go on that bridge and think about jumping off every night. And they'd be going, oh, fuck's sake.
She's talking about a bungee jumping again.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What about your day, Mr. Beatty?
My day? Well, today's been, I've wetted the floor.
You have.
I wetted the floor.
Went
on purpose.
On purpose. Yeah. No, we've had our basement sorted. But the thing was, it's a bit of a long story, but I'll shorten it up. But I said to Yvette, I said, it's a bit of a mess downstairs. You need to sort it out.
This is true.
And next thing I know, she said, oh, yeah, well, it was. It's damp and it would just...
Mould, mildew.
It started to smell.
Is this the basement still?
Yes.
No, that's where the problem was. Yvette thought I was talking about the basement. So anyway, we had the builder in.
Shame of it.
And Twiggy, who's brilliant. And
Twiggy the builder, sorry.
Yeah. And he's done the basement. And I've just had to sort of put a covering over the floor, a PVA covering over the floor, just to sort of seal it all.
You were very manly with your brush.
I was manly with the first brush I bought. I thought it was a real good brush, but it was shit. So I had to get another brush. And that was it, really. That's all I've done. And obviously, you know, here.
You bought a brush?
I did. I bought a brush and its name isn't Basil.
Well, the brush is very interesting, Carl. But most importantly,
that was a brush off.
It was a brush off.
It was a brush off. How was your day,
Yvette?
How
was my day, dear? Nothing. Let's move on. I did nothing. I've done nothing today.
Behave yourself.
I didn't know. What have I done?
What do children's authors do?
What do children's... Well, Nothing. Oh, all I've been doing the last couple of days is picking up duck crap. Can I just say, we have been... Now, I don't know if this is happening around everybody else's areas, but I've just checked with my friend Debs, and it's happening to her.
Yeah.
Birds flying at the window.
Really?
Yeah. And we've got two ducks. Don't know if you've seen on my Facebook page, but they're coming into the house. If we had that door open now, they'd be coming in. Quack, 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 quack. We might do it in a bit.
Yeah.
And they'll come in, they'll have a drink of the water, go and eat some of the dog's dog food, and then they'll crap all over the floor. And then this morning, a blackbird jumped upon the outside furniture to get a bit higher, and then started hurling itself at that window to try and get in.
Wow. It must have heard the duck chat about, hey, there's some good dog food in here.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. But Debs was saying, who's been on the podcast before, we lovely Debs, she was saying that her house, they've noticed birds just flying and banging against the window. And funny enough, a couple of days ago, that's what was happening. I was outside and I kept hearing all this banging on the windows. I thought somebody was inside. It's not, it's birds.
Wow. Yeah. But I remember you telling me that happened... Oh, you've got to move it. Down to Glenn, because he had birds smashing into the door, and eventually he had to let them out.
Well, this is true, to escape.
You said you wouldn't say anything to anyone.
Do you think it's anything to do with 5G?
No, that's nonsense.
I love a conspiracy theory, mate.
I do love the news which is about to come out this week about the unexplained aerial phenomenon. Yeah. That's been caught.
Oh, I know.
It's serious when it's actually being shown on BBC News.
And
now.
Can I just also say, me and Carl we've both seen a UFO on the way to Rhythm Castle.
Right.
It was amazing. Anyway, we totally believe that aliens are going to make themselves... But there's going to be a big thing about aliens, and I reckon it's going to happen within the next year.
They've been very diplomatic about it, saying that the footage is real and genuine.
Yeah.
They don't know where it's coming from. It's one of two things. It's either... Because they're saying it's not their own intelligence agency's secret aircraft.
Mm.
It's definitely not that. It could be either, then. Other nations...
having a spy.
Secret military aircraft, which is also is super generational, multi times ahead of anything we've got now.
Yeah.
Or it isn't something from other nations, in which case, what is it?
I believe that we were, this is my belief, I believe that we were created from an alien form. I think that they left us here on this planet and they've been keeping an eye on us back and forth all these thousands of years, and they're going to come back and they're going to make themselves known big
style.
Well,
the thing is, people who would support that theory would say we can't have evolved from apes because there are still apes.
Well, I have to admit, that's all my whole thing against evolution.
Mm.
I get the point where, you know, long-necked turtles live in places where the vegetation that they eat is higher because that's why they have long necks. I don't think they grew long necks. I just think the long neck ones obviously survive.
Mum, why are you necking?
So that always gets me about
I love
the
that phrase.
The evolution, the thing. But
yeah,
when you look at, we were watching this thing on Egypt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you look at that, even today, we can't make with such precision the pyramids that they made.
Nope.
And with the cutting of the stone that is equally the size of certain buildings, we can't do that today. So how could they have done that all those thousands of years ago and created something that, again, when there was earthquakes and Egypt fell, all of the pyramids and what the Egyptians had built stayed. They stayed level.
Mm. Incredible.
Not possible to...
And in a line with Orion's belt and the night sky.
It's all the same. We've gone very serious.
Oh, I tell you what, I do love a space conspiracy theory.
I know, we love it.
It's another podcast.
But moving on, we won't have time to do all the emails in this podcast. We'll have to shove them through to next week because, yes, there's going to be another podcast next week.
Big announcement. Can we have a... What do you call it?
A fanfare.
That's the one.
That doesn't mean lots of fans have got to go to a fair somewhere.
No.
It means this.
Yeah! And the news is...
Weekly podcast, everyone. Weekly podcast.
Weekly podcast.
Once a month.
Same Same day, same time.
Yes, absolutely. But we're going to speed things along, so we probably won't be as long as the previous monthly podcast, but you'll be getting an hour a week.
It's like us being in your house for an hour every week. Ooh, how lovely is that?
Nothing to complain about.
Very
that.
Nice, very, very nice.
So here's
for
a selection.
Those of you that have been burgled recently, it's probably Glenn who's in your house for a short time.
Yeah, no.
Here's a selection of emails as we open up Correspondence Corner.
William!
Correspondent Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent Corner. You leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
That
bless
connection
it.
From LA works very, very well,
good,
doesn't
very,
it?
Very
yeah,
good
I
indeed.
Like it. Yeah. Would you like to do the honours, Yvette?
Oh, go
with
on
the
then.
First
let's
one?
Have a little.
In fact, here we go. There's two emails on that.
Hi,
pages.
Podcast family. This is from Trish Pierce. Have been a long-time viewer and podcast listener. Listening to the latest episode while walking the dogs. Well, thank God I've taken the advice on panty liners because I didn't think listening to Yvette pissed could be topped. But well done, Glenn. Just called to go. I listen with the headphones doing the cleaning. Hobby always gives me a look saying, not spermy again. Well, he could come in my aura any day. Thank you so much for the wonderful laughs and trickles over the years, and they only get better. On a different subject, I'd like to have a guess at the secret sound.
No, oh, yes. It's a bit early for that, isn't it?
No, it is a bit. No. Listen to Mum. No, I know this podcast very, very well indeed. Is it either a bamboo type water feature or the wind up part of a jack in the box? Oh, sorry.
A wind up jack in
the box. Or the way it's written. Or the wind up part of a jack in the box. If you ever do an event, please, down in the southwest, I'll be the first in the queue. Lots of pasty love. Trish Pierce.
Is that pasty love?
Pasty love, yes. Oh my God, I can't read today. And I'm a children's author, you know. Pasty love.
Yeah, are those answers correct?
It's the same spelling.
Yes, it is so, the same spelling, yeah.
Are those answers correct?
Huh?
No.
What's that? Oh, sorry, the sound.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, sorry, I was still on pasty.
Are those answers correct?
No.
There we are.
Oh, dear. Well, I have to keep guessing the sound.
Yes, we'll get some more of that later.
Yes. Shall I read the next one?
Please do.
This is from, turning over, no.
It's the next one down,
is
it?
There it is, there it is.
This
is from Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello one and all, I hope this email finds you all well. I thought I'd drop you a line as I've just been on my first Most Haunted experience with the lovely Glenn. We were at the Botanical Gardens in Southport. Ooh. It was a really good night and the team were brilliant. My signed pic of Glenn now has pride of place on the fridge.
Not the dartboard this time.
Yeah. What a lovely man. He wasn't in the least bit bothered by all my questions. That's not what he told us last. So here's some more. Yvette, if it hasn't already been discussed thus far in the podcast, let's talk vaginas. So you often describe yourself as like a Barbie doll down there. Now, according to an article I read, there are 5 different types of vaginas. Who knew? I'm wondering if this is what you were referring to.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
5 types
one
of vaginas.
Is a Barbie doll a type of?
Oh, well, I
to
would
be
imagine.
Fair, in my life, I've met many types of cunts.
Agnes is not amused. The teeth just dropped off an inch there.
A mouth opened and a teeth dropped.
And my mother looks like she's sucking a lemon. Oh dear, she always does, yeah. Anyway, yes, talking about my vagina, I'm sorry, yes, it's one of a kind. That's all I can say. Glenn, have you lost weight? If so, what's your secret? I have banged...
Illness. It was though, wasn't it?
It was. Yes, it was. I have banged on the weight. Oh, sorry, bunged on the weight. That does say banged, doesn't it?
Banged on the weight.
Yeah, I have banged on the weight during lockdown. I need to shift a stone and currently limited due to a prolapse disc in my spine.
Oof,
dear God. I know I mentioned it to you at the event and you asked if I had sciatica. Absolutely I do. But this left me with a question. Have you experienced sciatica? What?
Medical question.
I wasn't anticipating that as a question.
No. I thought we were going to get to the 5 different types of vagina.
I know, so did I. I don't know what they are.
Can you email in the 5 different types of vagina, Hannah?
I suppose there's just baggy, bag, baggier.
Trip over.
Flight.
Your
BLT.
Yeah. Decrepit. Fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did I just say that? I'm a children's author. She was saying things like that. Anyway, sciatica.
I've not had that, but obviously the weight loss is due to... I had a gallbladder issue, didn't I? So I had to stop eating anything that was slightly fatty or oily for ages.
I know, so that put women out there.
That's exactly. So
that's picked my women really carefully. Nothing fatty or oily. And I couldn't digest too much when I were down there.
I just did the woman thing. I just went,
clutch your pearls.
Last one.
That's why.
So Carl, you said once you were born in Derbyshire. Where were you born? I have to say, every time I go to the loo, I do have a little think of you. Shitting all over everywhere, up the walls. I sit there and think to myself, how the hell did he manage that? Have you had any further incidents?
No. I only shit on the ceiling because I'd eaten something bad from an obese.
It's still a remarkable thing to have done those.
Oh, it was.
I only shit on the ceiling because it was projectile.
Yeah, well, especially because they had to close the toilet and specialist cleaners. And I was part of the people going, that's fucking disgusting. You should find out who did that. You should take samples of that, I said, and get samples of everyone's shit and find out who it was and kick them off the set.
Well, you have made some smells, as we all have in the middle of the night, I'm sure, but I've actually had to get out of bed thinking there was something wrong with you.
No, that's you. Come on. You are the windiest person on this planet. You blame it on everyone else. You even, when
blame
we were
on the
holiday
dogs.
In Greece, you actually farted in the car and blamed it on our 6-year-old daughter. And it was only literally years later you went, it were me. I mean, it was like the sewage taps had opened at the local sewage place.
I don't know how that's possible at all, because as I said, I'm like a Barbie doll down there. No holes. Last one. Have any of you watched Naked Attraction? Good bloody God, what a mess. I mean, seriously, why? One woman referred to her lady parts as like a beef sandwich. There are bits spilling out everywhere. The camera cuts into an intense close-up. All I could think was, geez, your colleagues have just seen your flange in all its glory. I'm planning on booking more Most Haunted events. I will get to meet you all. Thank you all for your wonderful upbeat podcast and Most Haunted work. Take care and best wishes, Hannah. Well, there we go. We did talk about Naked Attraction, didn't we?
Yeah, on a previous show. Yeah,
me and my mum watched it together. We were quite appalled, really. Quite appalled and mystified.
Speaking of events, we've got to say thank you to Lloyd Hawkins and his daughter Abigail,
who brought
some treats at Shrewsbury at the weekend. So thank you very much indeed.
That lovely aftershave you got.
Oh, was that? Thank you so much. That was a lovely aftershave. I wore it when she was kissing my neck.
And I put the red lipstick on, and let me tell you, Carl enjoyed that too.
Yeah, I still can't get some of it off.
No.
Certain parts of my body.
Really lovely. And I'm pleased at the moment. Carl hasn't divulged into the pickled eggs, but I'm sure that's coming.
Oh
yeah,
that's this weekend coming. It's going to be a pickled egg weekend.
Pickled egg weekend.
Fantastic.
Got an email here from Sandra Fricker.
Oh,
Sandra Fricker, Sandra Fricker, Sandra Fricker, 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 Fricker.
Or Mason, as she's known these days. Hi to Yvette, Glenn, Carl, and everyone. First of all, apologies to Glenn. Yes, I should have looked for somewhere to listen to the podcast sooner. Oh, yes, I had a bit of a rant to Sandra last time, didn't I say?
Did you?
Why didn't you just Google search where it is? Because her app has stopped working.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I'm guilty. Lol. So much has happened in the last and a bit. Me and my husband are both key workers. We've worked all through lockdowns, apart from when we both got COVID twice.
Oh, you got it twice?
Oh, no.
Thankfully, we didn't end up in hospital. All is well. We've had our first vaccination, so hopefully we'll be okay. Have you all had yours? Yes, we have.
Yes.
Can't wait for the next podcast. Thank you very much, Sandra.
That's nice. Nice to hear from her.
You know, it's nice to hear from Sandra. Sandra goes way, way back, right to the early, early days.
She does.
Because I remember us coming up with a little Sandra Fricker song.
Very, very early on.
You're a bit too good at that voice, aren't you?
Holly in Swindon sent an email which reads, "Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Mary, the mothers, and of course, Watson and Olive." And Meggie, obviously, sat
on. Yes, Meggie.
And a lap of
shit scared.
This is the first time I've emailed you, but I've been a listener since the beginning, and this is just a quick email to say thank you. I've just come to the end of my degree in sociology and criminology.
Ooh.
And you guys have kept me laughing throughout my 3 years of stress, exams, and of course the dreaded dissertation, which has now been handed in. You've kept my spirits up and kept me company throughout the long nights in the library. However, it has been very hard to keep quiet in the library when you guys are just so funny. I've also just moved house and the podcasts have kept me company as I've rummaged through the endless boxes unpacking. Thanks again from Holly in Swindon and now a graduate of sociology and criminology.
So, well done, you.
A brainy person. We like that.
Yes. It's good to have the ABC ones listening, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, the ABC ones, y'all.
would you like to read the next page?
Oh, goodness yes. me. This is from Emma. Hello, Emma. Hello, you wonderful people. I only found your podcast last month, so now I'm binge listening. Thank goodness I've been sitting on the floor to do my pelvic exercises. Yes, we must all do those, mustn't we, ladies?
Pelvic floor.
Yes.
Pelvic
what do you floor. Mean? No, do you not bother? Do you not bother
there's
now?
There's nothing going up there, is there? Just
why?
Like fucking dust and like, paste.
Dust and paste.
When well, you get older, I'm telling you what, honestly, your knickers look like a decorator's radio.
Oh, funny.
I nicked that off a comic. I can't remember which one. But it made me laugh.
Yes.
Just starting episode 32, as I write this, Yvonne Fondling's fountain has just gushed into action. Literally just 30 seconds in and I'm already laughing. I can't remember that. Cannot wait to see what you're all going to come up with next. Now, I must go and wait for Dr. Driscoll, Miss Tarpley and the legend that is Reg Corker. Thank you for being the reason I smile here in España.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, oh, oh,
place
Emma.
In the sun.
Oh, yes.
Hey, España.
Oh. I got another one from Lisa Maxwell in Glasgow. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Mary and the mums. I hope you're all well. Just thought I would send you this link. It instantly made me think of you when I saw it after your episode featuring the minge-scented candles. Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, yes. You might already have been sent it, though, so apologies if I've already seen it. I'm a massive fan of your podcast, and it's honestly brightened up some dark days and nights, so please keep making more. You're all amazing. Well, thank you so very much, Lisa Maxwell,
now,
in Glasgow.
I clicked on the link, but the link wouldn't work to the Pink News website.
Oh.
But she did send a picture from Twitter, and what's that's this? The picture.
Gwyneth Paltrow's goop sued after man engulfed in vagina-scented flames.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness me. Wow. So they got sued.
Well, was he just sniffing? What a dick. I'm sorry. I suppose you would be a dick if you had a vagina-scented candle, but if you've lit the candle, why would you get that close? Does he actually think, I'm getting close to Gwyneth's clouds?
Exactly. Cloud, did you say?
Yeah. Does he honestly... I'm sorry, the man is a complete fucking buffoon.
You don't know the scenario, though. He could have been doing his washing in the other room and his whole house could have gone up
that's
in flames.
That's a candle. You can't sue someone for just light... she sold a candle for crying out loud. I reckon he's been there and he's got so close because he's got himself turned on. He's got his fucking Mr. Floppy's got a little bit hard. He's got semi-lobbed on and he's gone, oh, Gwyneth's minge. Oh, Gwyneth clam. Gwyneth clam. I can smell... Oh, fuck, I'm on fire. Fucking hell, I'm going to finish my wank first, though.
I wonder if he singed his pubic hair.
But it's not a real candle, is it?
Yes, it's a real candle. That Gwyneth Paltrow's company made, and it's to smell like a vagina.
Oh, I wonder if he burnt himself dipping the head in hot wax.
You missed that.
Go on, what did you say?
Go on.
I just said, how does one of those smell like?
Why do you order one?
I got. That would have thought.
Apparently,
I got some more tuna sandwiches if you want to have a sniff of those.
It smells like, what was it, the description? Smells like black velvet wrapped in flowers or something.
What a load of horseshit.
Yes.
In my humble opinion.
You're not too far around.
I just still can't believe that they actually made them and people actually buy them. Why would you want... Look at Agnes. Agnes is face gone.
Well, they'd try and make money out of anything, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but that.
Yeah,
keep that face, Agnes.
That's
don't
disgusting, it really is. I want to get a grip of your bloody knickers.
Get a grip of knickers.
I'm just taking a picture. We need to put that online on the Anytime.
Right, caption. That'll be a caption competition. What could
what
Agnes be
Agnes talking
about?
Disgusting.
Gwyneth's clout.
Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, God. Right, one more email to go before we have a look at the mystery sound.
Yes.
What's that noise? This one comes from the lovely Lisa Hadley in Liverpool.
Oh, lovely Lisa.
When Lisa writes in, everyone goes,
They do. But she's not R anymore. She's a grown woman now. She's not a teenager anymore.
Very pretty. Huh?
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
Lisa Hadley, you've met her. She's been like White Eskimo gigs and... just really lovely Lisa. Lovely Lisa, because she's just lovely.
Hello, you wonderful people. Just want to start off by saying I can confirm sniffing whiskey on the onset of a cold works.
Yes.
I have recently started listening to these podcasts from the beginning again as they make my one day in the office go much quicker. I happen to have listened to the one where the listener had to guess what Will was snorting to clear his cold and remembered it was whiskey. A few days later, my dad said his sinuses were blocked and said he's getting a cold, so I told him to try Carl's whiskey trick, and it worked.
Yay!
He felt his sinuses opening up and a cold never developed.
Impressive. Wow. See? Dr. Carl.
She says, did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
Oh, God.
Apparently he won the Nobel Prize.
Oh, fuck.
Right, Lisa. No, that
see,
just
you can
right
go off people,
down.
You know.
You go off people. I'm very upset with that.
The problem is Glenn's going to use that.
Yeah, to read out live here. two guys walk into a bar.
Oh,
the third guy ducks. And what do you call a man who can't stand? The answer to that is Neil, to save you guessing. Moving on quickly, she says, remember a while ago, someone sent in the old... that's moved off somewhere. Sent in the old archaic words used for a woman's down below. Well, I thought it was only fair to do the same for men, so let's crack on.
Yeah.
Good. Master John Goodfellow from 1653. That was the nickname for it.
John Goodfellow.
You should get the mums to read these. Little
yeah, I should
down.
Do, yeah. Go on, read that, hen.
There you are, hen.
All the three.
Well, read the next one and those two, and then we'll pass it on to Angela.
Eavesdropper.
From what year?
1653. Matrimonial peacemaker.
Matrimonial peacemaker.
Wow, can you imagine being told that?
1708.
Just putting a cushion. Sorry to interrupt you. Just putting a cushion down for my mother because a coccyx is hurting her. Her alien tail. She descends from aliens.
Yes.
Carry on.
Long right. Line of fucking witches.
You want to start again or what?
No, that's right. Fine. You said what?
Tullywag, 1870.
Okay, let Angela read the last two there on that list then.
Ding Wallace, 1951.
Oh.
A giggle stick.
Oh, well, I like
you
that.
You would giggle, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah.
When you see them, they are giggly.
Yeah, that one's got a giggle stick.
A giggle stick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
She says, as good as the ones women get, though. They're not as good as our names.
No,
that's true.
We do.
Lisa goes on to say, I also want to thank you all. What was that?
Oh, she said, I like snatch. She went, so do I. Wagner said that one.
That last yeah. time around. Lisa goes on to say, I also want to thank you all for accepting me. I've always been a little bit too quirky for some people, but you guys and the horses have made me feel like I can be myself without fear of judgment, and it honestly means the world to me.
Aww.
Love and miss you lots. Stay safe and keep smiling.
Yeah,
thank you very
much. It's very sweet, but you know, Lisa is a beautiful person inside and out. We've known Lisa for a long time, haven't we? She's been here because she knows Mary and everything, and she's just such a lovely, lovely lady.
She certainly is.
Right, so thank you very much for the emails. Let's go quickly on to What's That Noise?
Yes.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
What? Do you want to play it again? Because I've forgotten what it sounds like.
Okay, it sounds like this.
What does that sound like then?
Okay, Daniel Adlington in Sheffield writes, hi everybody, hope you're doing well. Finally caught up with the last two podcasts, and what can I say other than absolutely bloody fantabby-dozy? Not laughed so much for a while, and I've had to stop listening whilst on my way to work on the bus, though as I've had some rather funny looks for snorting and laughing so much, luckily the mask covers the fact I'm constantly smiling. Introduced my mum and daughter, aged 16, to the podcast, and can now hear them giggling and laughing randomly when I don't realise I've got the headphones in. I think the noise is one of those little wind-up music boxes, like somebody said
yeah,
before
somebody
at
said
the start
that,
of the
yeah.
podcast as well, so it's still the wrong answer.
Still the wrong answer. Sorry, sweetheart. Keep laughing behind your mask, though.
And another one from Sarah Norman in Nottingham says, hi, podcasters. Is the mystery noise a leaky roof dripping into saucepans? Let's have another listen. Is that the answer?
Ooh, that's actually very good.
That's quite good.
That's exactly the same thing as he bet. Sounds like when she's walking across the solid floor.
Do you know the abuse I have to put up with?
It's the wrong answer, I'm sorry to say, but keep the guesses coming in.
Keep them
Hello
coming in.
At...
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Mary's just popped her head around the corner. It's actually three o'clock in the afternoon, and Mary's just got up.
She's just got up.
To be fair,
I come down earlier, Mother.
You did. She did come down, and she cried and hugged me because she thought I'd died in a dream.
It was awful. It was really, really bad.
Yeah, that's just Brian brought the fucking.
Bye. Right, now I think it's time for Rick's rant.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. He's called me at the right time. I just had an absolute fucking meltdown with the guy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you are. We're here.
Some
the podcast.
Fucking piece of shit.
Oh, he's off. Go on. Go on, son.
Oh, you're breaking up. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, he's not. He's not happy. We're on FaceTime here.
Well, it sounds like he was breaking up rather than the phone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm there. I'm walking back to this RV now.
Go on.
Some prick that I've just fucking seen. Literally. He's got a T-shirt on. Save the world. He's got fucking Go Vegan on the back of his car's T-shirt. I've just seen him literally empty his car of trash onto the sidewalk. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Did you say something to him?
I did. I was like, dude, I said, I guess a T-shirt doesn't mean shit. And he's like, oh, looks at me. I said, hey, fuck stick. I was like, you really going to leave it there? And what made me laugh is he's got Go Vegan on it. Half the shit that came out of his car is McDonald's. Because there was ever McDonald's. That's fucking meal, obviously full of MSG and shit. Only then when I was in McDonald's, which after I saw that dipshit do that, I go into McDonald's. This is the greatest. You can't make this shit up. There is a woman, orca fat. And I mean orca fat. I'm fat, admit it. Like, you know what? It is what it is. She's there with a milkshake in her hand. Yeah, this fat bitch. Milkshake in her hand, she's like 300 pounds. She's in there drinking a milkshake, going nuts at the guy because you don't have any salads. With a milkshake kicking off that there's no fucking salads. And the guy's like, well, it is only, and this is the greatest. It's what, 10 o'clock in the morning? He's like, well, we don't do salads at this time. We're doing breakfast. She's like, well, I want a salad. And then she said, I'm on a diet. I have a stress. And I'm like, I couldn't help it. I'm looking at her under my breath. I'm like, bitch, you're drinking a fucking milkshake. You can't make this shit up anymore. This shit fucking fucked harder here, people.
Do you know the best bit about being in Florida, Rick, is I guess that it sounds even more authoritative coming from a fine British accent when you're telling these people off.
Glenn, I'm telling you, I literally, they've got a file on me at the hotel, honestly. Where I'm staying doing this shoot, because honestly, this is the other great thing they're doing right now. Service dogs. Everyone's got a disability so they can bring the dog to the fucking hotel, the bar, the restaurant. I'm in the elevator. Some guy comes in with a fucking pit bull out of bigger schlong than I do. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, sorry. You know, he's a little bit stressed as I am. He's my service dog. No, he's not your service dog, you stupid fuck. You're just a cheap fuck that don't want to put it in somewhere where you go on vacation.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. I wake up every day angry for no reason.
You know what? This is... Simon Cowell's got nothing on you, nor has Gordon Ramsay when it comes to getting angry.
Simon Cowell's a fucking pussy and you can quote me from that.
You need your own TV show, Angry Englishman in Florida.
It's unbelievable. You just can't do it. It's amazing. And then I turned on the TV this morning. I'm like, let's see what happy shit's on the news. There's never anything good on the news, like, you know, fucking Billy the Orca whale got saved from being beaten. No, I turn it on. The first thing I've got there is a trans athlete who was a male weightlifter from New Zealand has now decided he's a woman and he's competing in the Olympics as a woman. Now, here's the thing. Now, all women are kicking off. It's wrong. And I was like, yeah, you know what? It is wrong. And then I thought, you know what? Fuck it. You all keep banging on nowadays. Equality. We're all equal. You know what? So fuck it. Let the guy lift against you. Lose. I don't give a shit.
It's a two-way street, isn't it, Rick, at the end of the day?
All right. Sorry. Yeah. Hold on a minute. Over there. Put it. I got to go. See? Another fuck that I got to work with. Fuck it. Hey! Not there!
What's he shouting at?
Oh, I think it's
the RV person again with the vegan food.
Do you know what?
Oh my god!
Yeah, no one's that stupid. He's from Manchester. Yeah. No one in America is tough enough to shoot anyone from Manchester.
Yeah.
The thing I love about Ricky is when he can't wake up angry for no reason.
Oh, what a guy.
Do you know what, though? It is refreshing. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's refreshing when somebody just speaks their mind, isn't it?
But isn't that freedom of speech?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He's not isolated anyone for a specific... He's talking about the way it is. And that's the one thing we've lost now, because everyone's fucking offended
by everyone else, no matter
what happens.
Well, be offended stuff. Because nothing actually happens to you when you are. And people are forgetting that.
Yeah, that's true.
Apart from sometimes... on Twitter when they get offended, it can lose you your job.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, and it's sad.
This is true. Well, that was tears, Rick. Good grief.
Put it over there.
Can you hear a
I can hear a car coming up the driveway.
Miss Tarpley, Dr. Chris.
We left you inside Bucky Palace after Her Majesty the Queen had discovered her latest daughter-in-law quite dead. Instead of knighting Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll, she honoured them both with the trip of a lifetime. We join them both on their prized present from the Queen, a trip on a coach from Rill to Skegness and back again. Hopefully, the finely tuned in all things grisly will not come across another mysterious dead body. Dear God, I hope not. How much longer do I have to do this bloody play for? Really?
I do like to be beside
seaside.
Oh, I do like to be beside the sea. I would love to see the world, I would love to see the world.
I don't think you're enjoying this trip much, are you?
How could you tell, my dear? Is it because I'm sweating like a stuffed pig on a ranch in Texas? Or the fact I'm twitching my leg up and down like a furious bunny getting it from behind?
No, my dear. It's because you've shit yourself. Honestly, my love, you're going to have to get a grip of your bowels. Look, it seems like the tour guide is about to speak. Maybe we're about to alight so you can freshen up.
Bloody hell, love. Is it your husband that's pebble-dashed ceiling?
Ignore him, my love, ignore him.
Hello, is it on? Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Oh,
hello, love, look at you. You're like a prized bullock ready to breed. Oh, stop it. Not yet, later. You'll have me all half-cocked. It's just one of those things I just can't get over. Anyway, I hope you have a nice time today. Keep going on. I just love this coach.
Oh, I do hope we stop. Don't you, my love?
Oh.
My love! My love? Oh, 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 my goodness! Oh, oh, no! He's shit himself to death! Stop the coach!
Well, that put the cat amongst the pigeons. Meow! He can't really have shit himself to death. Is that possible? Well, is it?
I don't know.
All I'm asking you.
Well, okay, I don't know.
Okay, later. Join us next time to find out if Dr. Driscoll has really died because of a sudden vicious attack of expressive explosive shitting. Only on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's shitty coach trip!
Yay!
Well, I've got to say, I didn't see that coming. I hope Dr. Driscoll's not being written out of his own adventures.
Well, he could be, couldn't he?
Well, we're going to have to find out next week.
Can you shit yourself today?
That's not a good question, obviously. That's the most obvious question.
Have we not talked about this on the podcast before?
I'm sure you could have a severe case of dehydration associated with it, couldn't you?
I have to say, there was a time that myself and one of the cameramen from Most Haunted, we were in a pharmacy in America, and I asked the question, One of us wasn't feeling too good. Yeah. Not one of us two there, but somebody else wasn't feeling good. So we actually said about laxatives. And I said, we can't have too many. And he actually asked the question, he said, can you shit yourself to death? which floored me to such a degree I became useless. I was literally jelly wobbling on the floor to the point where one of the American assistants came up and asked me if I was okay. They thought I was having a fit because I couldn't speak. The thought of shitting yourself to death, and that may have happened to Dr. Driscoll.
Well, wow. Can I just say, I've just looked it up.
Yeah.
How pooping can kill you. Blame a rare condition called defecation syncope. S-Y-N-C-O-P-E. A fancy term for the loss of consciousness or fainting that can occur while shitting.
Right.
There you go.
So you can bang your head on the floor when you've, when you've fainted. That would kill you.
Yeah, true.
He wasn't on the toilet when he died. No, he wasn't.
He finished and got up.
Yeah, he was in the bathroom, but he wasn't on the toilet. That's a huge misconception, isn't it? And I feel quite, want to protect the king. You can die on the toilet.
You've got to take your clothes off. Get that hot and bothered, don't you? Like William used to do when he was a baby.
Do you take your clothes off when you're pooing?
As much as I can, yes. You know when you've got a real, having a real good...
having a good push.
Yeah, you know, it's not... No, you're not pushing, it's so... You know, but you've never had a good old one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've
never sweated or got to what I've done.
Oh, I have to, do you know, actually, I've got a nice big piece of cardboard tucked behind my loose so that...
You can fan yourself. Really?
What happens if the shit hits the fan?
Hey! Anyway, I think we've covered the pooing, haven't we, today on... Definitely.
Yeah,
amazing.
I know. Now... I'm sure, Reg, I've just heard another car pull up.
Oh, yes.
It could be Diddy. Oh, no, no. Can you hear the reversing? Listen. It's obviously his boot foot.
Oh, God. Hear it? 360s.
Oh, my God. It's really high revved.
Oh. He's got his foot stuck on the accelerator again.
You know that means Reg is not going to be in a good mood. Hold on to your hats. Here he comes. I can hear him coming in. Yeah, go and let him in.
For here am I talking to Reg Gawker. Swearing like a loon. He's turning the air blue, so it's love and light to you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, God. You damaged my bloody door.
Carl goes out one door, Reg comes in another.
Fucking silly little shit. I'm fucking gonna have you, Dizzy.
Oh, dear.
With your fucking club foot.
Oh dear.
Why doesn't he put a fucking platform on the right break round? Keep telling him he can't wear sandals. You're fucking wrong.
Hello, Reg.
Just let me calm the fuck down for a second.
All right.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, great. It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you too, you beautiful lady.
Oh,
you beautiful, beautiful lady.
That's so nice.
You beautiful lady.
Thank you.
And you, Glenn.
Hello, Reg.
How are you?
I'm very well. How's yourself?
My brother.
Brother in arms.
My pal. My mentor.
Good to see you.
My man.
It's a pleasure and a privilege to see you again, Reg.
It's who it is, too old to hat.
Do you remember Agnes and Angela? It's been a long while since you saw them last.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Right, yeah.
Okay.
They look a bit weird. Yeah. Are they stuffed?
No, they are moving. If you look closely enough, you'll see them twitch and maybe some teeth drop
a bit.
They
smell like, you know, old stuff.
Mothballs.
No, I'm talking the truth. Right, okay. How is everybody today?
Very good indeed. What would you like to do today? Normally you do something, Reg, like contact somebody or talk to somebody. What would you like to do?
I think I'm getting the sense to do a seance.
Oh.
Spare me. Spoke to me this morning.
Oh, did he now? What did he say?
Yeah, he said, don't wipe me off the wall. Don't wipe me off the wall. He said.
So what do you think that means?
I don't know. He said, do a seance and we'll contact some people. People.
Right, okay.
The dead people.
Right. Should we do? You tell us what you want us to do.
Okay, right. What I need everyone to do is be the fuck quiet.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Quiet. I need everyone to join hands. Okay, thank you very much. Just touch gently. Gently. Don't rub me.
I'm not rubbing you.
Don't fucking rub. I'm talking to Glenn.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Don't rub me. You're dirty. Right, okay. Concentrate. Empty your mind.
For you, Blondie, that shouldn't be hard.
Which one?
I didn't say whitey or fucking skunky, did I?
Skunky. Not with me.
He looks like some fucking skunk's tied on her head. Fucking does. Right, she can't hear me, can she? She's that old.
I thought you were talking to me.
No way.
Well, we've both got skunky hairdos.
Stuffed. What? Every time she moves, a bit of dust leaks out. Right, okay, okay. Let's have a seance.
Okay.
Empty your mind. That was quick. Now, I want you to think of my sperm. All concentrate on my sperm.
Okay. Pardon me.
It's a text message.
Spirits are coming through already, Reg.
They're texting.
She's getting up from the seance to let the dog in.
Fucking hell. Well, at least she's proved she's not fucking dead.
Yeah, she's got
well, she can ruin a seance, can't she? I sit the fuck down, you dozy cow. What the fuck is that?
It's a dog.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's cotton wool with legs. Right, okay.
Are you getting anything through?
Okay. Right, I want you to think of my sperm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Feel my sperm.
Oh, God.
Bathe.
Oh, God. It's... This is sperm.
My spermy. Come spare me. Throw yourself over all of us. Include us all in your splattering of love. There you go, he's here.
Oh, he's here.
He's here. Okay. Does anybody want to talk to a spermy? Okay, okay, that's good.
And scuffle your legs! And scuffle your legs!
Fuck off! Fuck off! This keeps happening every now and then. Every time I do a seance or I'm doing a spiritual meditation, something comes through as an angry man.
Oh, he's violent. He's an evil spirit.
I don't know who it is. I just keep getting rid of it.
He's not in Florida, is he?
Okay. 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 Okay, so that's great. Thank you. I've got someone here who's very, very disappointed.
Oh.
Very disappointed. You're nothing but a ha! Saying, okay. You're nothing but ha!
Oh,
it's okay.
Are you shook then?
I'm something, scared now.
Something's saying someone's a whore.
Is it me?
What's slover mean?
Oh, look, see, the electrics
are
going.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
That's because I'm psychic.
Yeah.
What does slover mean?
Slover? I don't know.
He's saying, you're a whore! Slover!
Horse lover?
Horse lover!
Oh, that's you. He's talking to you. Horse lover.
Oh, yeah, I like horses.
Okay, he's saying, yeah, okay. Right, okay, I've got something with four legs. A mane. He's big. Oh, he's a big boy. Oh, he's all out there for all to see. He's got a low-hanging cock.
Wonder
okay.
Ears, Maggie.
Okay. Why didn't you touch it? Why didn't you touch it? I'm just telling you what I'm saying, what I'm getting. The horse. Why didn't you touch it?
Is that what the horse is saying?
Hey, what did you to touch his cock?
Oh, my God.
It was dirty. Saying his cock was dirty.
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
I've no idea. Well, I never cleaned the horse's privates.
No.
With your mouth! Sorry. What
I think
we've got to
wrap this up now, actually.
Yeah, it's going low.
Yeah, I think he's getting very rude.
No, it's just. Your horse needs to speak.
As they do.
Talking to a horse. Is his name Mr. Ed?
No. I think you know which one it is. You were inappropriate with that horse.
I was not.
He's saying. If I were on Twitter, I'd hashtag you. I would hashtag you.
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
You'd probably make up a hashtag and fuck your career up. What he's saying. Anyway, that's all I've got. That's all I'm getting
that was
today.
That was an interesting seance.
For a horse to know about Twitter and social media and hashtags, that's very interesting. Remarkable,
yeah. I think, though, when things pass over to the other side, they know everything and everyone. Yes. About
that
everyone.
That explains a lot.
And every time. Yes. About everything that's time. Oh. And every time there's a thing. The past and the future.
Thank you, Reg Corker.
Reg Corker, everyone. Woo! Yes. Hope Diddy's okay.
Oh. Give our love to Diddy, Reg.
Yeah, I will, Wolf. I'll give you a love to Diddy, the little shite.
Yeah.
Well, that was
interesting.
Well, it's insightful, if nothing else. Did you have a horse in that mansion?
Diddy's in such a state. Diddy
What's wrong
is
with
in
Diddy?
A state. Well, he apparently came out with his flip-flops on this morning.
Ah, okay. And, drive with flip-flops on.
Well, because one of them's not as platformed as it should be.
Right.
And apparently it's he's hitting the accelerator and when he wants to hit the brake and it's upsetting.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Reg.
You never drive in flip-flops. You just don't do it, do you?
You should keep your bra on.
Well, what... that was funny, Glenn. Oh, my God, you missed that. You have to listen to the podcast back then, won't you?
And hurry up, you've only got till next week, till the next one.
Yay.
If you've got to email us, by the way.
It's hello@anytimepodcast.com. hello@anytimepodcast.com. Now, don't forget to join us next week because we've got some fresh words for the mothers.
We have.
Oh, yes. Can't wait.
See you next time.
See you next
week. Next week, same place.
Yay. Bye. Yvette and Glenn.
You made it. Here. Finally. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of that place you've always wanted to go. You know the one. It's nice. Even the kids like it.
This place is so cool.
And they never like it.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
Look at that. Not even asking for the Wi-Fi. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
With fast funding up to $10,000 available through NetCredit, our online application process was designed to get the money you need quickly if approved. You can borrow an amount that meets your needs and repay in a way that works for your financial situation. And we report on-time payments to credit bureaus, so you can build credit history as you repay. See what NetCredit can do for you today. Check your eligibility without affecting your credit score at NetCredit.com. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.